The reality of our world has changed the way school security needs to be developed to maintain. The days of student hall monitors have been replaced by security guards, with an increasing number of those security guards being armed security. We're joined now by a school principal who's here to share the details about a recent donation of a security item to his school that has quickly, easily, and economically strengthened the security of his facilities. He's the principal of the Stanhope Schools in New Jersey, Steve Hagman. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
StanhopeSchools.org on the web is where you can learn more about the school activities. And if you're looking for a community to live and to move into, it's always good to know what the school system is all about. And that's the obvious best way to do that. So describe what this donation is as far as something that is, as I said in the introduction, easily and maybe these days more, even more important economically, help add to the safety factor in your school.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be contacted by the Stanhope Police Department in the summertime. Detective Johnson reached out to me as a new administrator in the district, and our superintendent is new as well. He wanted to offer these magnetic strips that we can put within the teachers' doors to cover the latches within the door jams. And, you know, it's something that I've seen before, something that I used in other schools. And, you know, I spoke with Detective Johnson and explained, you know, being new, we wanted to make sure that we are fully aware of all of our security drills and our procedures and how things are working. So after we were able to do some practices over the first couple months of school, we did notice that we were struggling getting doors closed and locked during our drills in a decent amount of time, which was leaving our teachers and our students, you know, God forbid something happen if we were in a real emergency, leaving us susceptible to an unwelcomed intruder. So in working with the Stanhope Police Department, they were able to get these magnets. And what they do is it allows us to keep our doors locked at all times. The magnets go over the latch on the door. So even though the door is locked, the door can be opened. It can just be pulled or pushed by the students if they leave to go to the bathroom, or if a teacher needs to exit or enter the class. This has significantly helped us prepare for these security drills and improve these security drills because teachers are no longer reaching for keys, searching for keys, trying to lock the door. When we do need the doors to go into lockdown. It also allows us when we have substitutes in the building or, we do have some teachers that travel from class to class. If they don't have that key, there isn't that fear of not having a key to lock the door. The door is locked at all times. They simply have to remove the strip and the door is locked.
And I just want to make this point clear, too, because when people hear about an addition or a change of something along these areas, this isn't done out of any specific sense of concern or threat or anything. This is just a matter of common sense safety practices.
Right. This is just something that we're looking to do to make sure that in the event that we do have a situation where we need to go in lockdown, we're able to do it as quickly and as safely as possible. The first thing that a lot of people look to because of some of the incidents that we've had in our country is, you know, the active shooter. And we obviously are concerned with that, but there's much more to it than that. Somebody can just walk into, I do have to say our office staff does a really nice job of making sure that everybody that comes in, you know, is signed in and we know who they are and we know where they're going. But the reality is it's not the most difficult thing in the world for somebody to enter a school and enter the building without signing in and allowing the office staff, the opportunity to learn who they are. So if we do need to go into a lockdown for a reason, just as somebody's in the building and we don't know who they are, again, it's very easy for them to lock the door so that they can't gain access to our students.
Yeah, the unfortunate truth is a lunatic is not stupid. A lunatic is patient and deliberative in what they want to do when they want to do it. And these sound like great ideas as far as preventing when a crazy person wants to try to do something. We're talking with Steve Hagman, who is principal of the Stanhope School District, stanhopeschools.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is this an element that's unique to Stanhope Schools, or is this something that other schools in the county have?
I know the other school districts that I have been a part of have had these magnets. It's not a new concept. I think that some maybe debate the effectiveness of them, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to make sure, you know, that we were more aware of our procedures and we had a need for them before we moved forward, working with the Stanhope Police Department before they put forward the expense and they donated them. After closely looking at our security drills and speaking with our teachers and working with Mr. Mazinski, our superintendent, we did decide that this is something that would really improve the safety of our building and the safety of our students. Hopefully we'll never really have to use them in an incident like this. You know, hopefully it'll just be something that gives us peace of mind, and when we practice these drills, we can improve our time of locking down our classrooms. But it's one of those things that I know that other districts are using. Hopefully we got a little PR with this, and hopefully it'll give other districts the opportunity to actually see that they're available and investigate them themselves. For our situation, for our school, for our district, I think that it's something that will benefit us and improve our school security.
And hopefully as well, other police departments, PBAs, FOPs would be inspired by what the Stanhope Police Association did, and even private businesses. I was looking at the magnets were $5 a pop.
Yes.
And that's something that a business or a chamber of commerce or a local business group, you might want to step up and look around to the local schools and wherever area you are, and maybe make this something you'd like to step up with and help support the schools. We're talking with Steve Hagman, who is the principal of the Stanhope Schools, stanhopeschools.org on the web, here on Issues and Ideas. I was just thinking back too, when back in my school days, I think the most we had to worry about was a fire drill. You can go back and watch films from the 1950s. It was the duck and cover under the desk for the threat of nuclear attacks. Just for parents who haven't been in school for a while, it's a different climate these days, isn't it?
It is. It is a different climate, and we're trying to prepare our students as best we can without having them to come to school worrying about what might happen. I am confident that our school is very safe. I'm confident in the staff that we have in keeping our students safe. But you can never do too much, and this is one of those very simple and subtle things that's not going to draw a whole lot of attention, from the students. And not make them concerned that maybe they aren't safe. The fact is that they are safe. We're just trying to make them safer.
And anything that can, if not stop someone looking to do something bad, delay them so that those who are pursuing that person can catch up to them and prevent them from doing something stupid. That's one of the roles these lockdown magnets sound like they would play a role in.
Correct.
So again, it's simple solutions can help solve dangerous and complicated problems. And this is an addition that the Stanhope School District has made through the generous donation of the Stanhope Police Association. And to find out more about the Stanhope Schools, their activities, their programs, and if you're looking for a community to live and you want to check out the schools, place to do it, stanhopeschools.org. We'll be joined by their principal, Steve Hagman. Principal Hagman, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.